I'm not either. No, wait till later on when I sit in front of the TV, then I'll be sound asleep. I have with me a newspaper. Now, I read it every day. Now, I don't get to read it in the morning because we don't get the paper in the morning, but our neighbor drops hers off so we can read it. We do get Sunday's paper. So, but there's so many interesting things in the paper. What are some of the things that are in the paper? Articles, yeah. Okay. What are the articles about? Things that happen. Yeah? What else?
Sports.
Yeah. You notice I brought the sports. Sad, sad day yesterday. And good day yesterday. Ohio State won, UC lost. Sad. Well, okay. Another day is coming. All right, so there's articles in here. Do you know what happens, how a editor or somebody that writes a story, what are some of the things that they need to know when they write the article? Information? Okay. What else? Any idea? Pictures? Yeah. Sometimes they have pictures. But there is, my grandson is learning journalism, and he was telling me different things that he does with his stories when he writes them and goes through them. And he said that there's 5 W's you always want to know, to use when you do your story. There's 5 W's. That helps you gather the information and get everything going. What do you think the 5 W's are?
When, where, why.
Yeah. Who, what, when, where, and why. If you get all that information, you got an awesome story. I mean, you got something going. So, today I'm going to read you a scripture, and I'm going to ask you who, what, when, and where, and why is in this story, okay? And it is James chapter 5. Verse 13 through 16. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick well. And the Lord will rise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Okay. Who's James? James wrote the story. Yes, he did. But who should pray? Who should pray?
God.
God, yeah. But who should pray? Jesus? Anybody else? Everybody, yes. Everybody, because we need everybody's prayers. And what should we pray about? And what? What should we pray about? Huh? The Lord? Okay. What should we pray about? There were several different things I said. People who are sick? Happy? Huh? And hurt? Yes. So it's everybody, because every one of us has something, whether we're happy, sad, good or bad, we have something. So it's everyone. When should we pray? When should we pray? Every day, every time, all the time. I pray when I'm at work, when I'm filing papers, I'm praying. When I ride down the street and I go past somebody's house, I say a prayer for that person in that house. I don't know them. I don't know their names, but I still say a prayer for them because they may need it. I don't know. Now, where should we pray? Where do you pray, Katie? You don't know where you pray? You pray at home? You pray at night? Okay. Everywhere. That's it. We pray everywhere, don't we? Okay. Why should we pray? Why should we pray? Yes, because people need to be prayed for. And we need to pray. We need to pray. So, who should we pray for? Everybody. What should we pray about? Everything. Where should we pray? Everywhere. And who should we pray for? Everyone. So, it's always everyone. Everyone needs our prayers. Okay? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here today and to witness with the people in the congregation our love for them. In your name we pray. Amen.